The Blue Yeti is a very popular USB microphone that many people start out with, and there is a good reason for that. It offers better sound quality than your average low-end cheap microphone for sure, and it's only $100. You know, to get a pro-quality XLR microphone plus the cable and other accessories, the stand, and then the audio interface, that could end up costing, you know, $200, maybe $300 total. Whereas this is just one simple investment. You plug it in and play. It has a built-in preamp. However, I don't think this Blue Yeti microphone is for everyone. It's a condenser microphone, and it picks up a lot of background noise. It can hear the little things that go on outside of your home. It can hear any little unintentional tap. The fan in the other room, it can pick up. The very low noise computer fan I have, it picks up a little bit of. And if you are podcasting and you don't have a perfectly treated room, or you have some kind of background noise that you don't want to have picked up, a dynamic microphone would be best. And it doesn't make sense to me why a condenser microphone is the one of the best selling USB mics of all time, because most people don't have a setup that's flattering for a condenser mic. However, if you want to do some singing or acoustic guitar as well, I'm not saying this is the most ideal microphone for that, but it will give you more versatility and range than a dynamic microphone. And for those who are curious, this is what the microphone sounds like when you get up closer to it. And this is what the microphone sounds like when you're up close and you don't have a pop filter. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. And this is what the microphone sounds like with a pop filter. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. So overall, of course, at the end of the day, what's going to matter is not how my voice sounds on it, but how your voice would sound on it. Me personally, I would definitely take this over just a regular laptop microphone. However, compared to other microphones I tried, I don't like the fact that this gives my voice a higher pitch to it, but at the same time, it also tries to provide a bassiness, and that does give it kind of a radio talk show host feel to it, but to me, it just feels a little bit synthetic. For me, I feel like there are condenser microphones out there that have more color, more depth, more range, and at the same time, there are dynamic microphones that have more sobriety, more groundiness, more depth to it. And this kind of just sits in between. And that makes it a versatile mic for beginners. But at the same time, it doesn't really excel in any category, in my opinion. As far as the build quality goes, it should be relatively durable as long as you don't try to take it out with you. Because mine got a bit scratched easily. And you can adjust the microphone, but the issue is at a certain point, the screws become that you turn become loose, and you have to tighten them every so often. And it's a problem because any USB cable you put in there is going to get twisted eventually by that. Even the headphone jack gets screwed up by that. And, you know, if it's stationary on your desk, that's probably not going to be an issue. But overall, you know, the sheer convenience of this microphone, it's fairly versatile. It's only $100, and you don't have to buy a lot of accessories and gear for it, except maybe a pop filter or some little sock to put over the head. You know, it comes with the preamp inside. The microphone itself is a stand. It has some options you could change on the back for the gain and the pattern. So would I recommend this product overall? I say it can be worth it for a good number of people out there. However, I also think you should look at other USB microphones and check out reviews on those before setting your mind on this one, just because it's the most popular one.